This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the vibe check on Peaks by Mornings. Welcome to the show. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes.
Gets better every time.
All right, guys, where are you at? 585-252-9800. All of our friends are weighing in this morning. Let's get over to them. 60 for the high today. We'll absolutely take that.
Yes, we will. I was Gorgina yesterday, and I was outside walking, having a good time.
People
and
were
I want
gardening.
To keep those vibes going. I really do.
I do, too.
Were you outside walking yesterday?
I did quite a bit of walking yesterday. Got a couple of car washes.
The paint's just coming off the car.
I just wanted
brand new.
You do really, truly feel so much more productive. You have way more motivation when it's nice out like that.
I literally got so much done yesterday that I was like, wait, what's happening here? Like, I don't know. I just felt like I could run through a literal brick wall. I didn't step foot into my home until 7 o'clock for the first time.
Yeah. I wasn't really home yesterday. I'll tell you one thing. When it's nice out like this, no naps are taken.
No.
You don't take naps.
You can't.
Just so you can't do it. Unless you work like a 14-hour graveyard shift.
Right. Unless you're a nurse working overnights, no naps. No thank you. All right, let's get to our friends here, shall we? Happy Tuesday. It's Mary. Vibes are high this morning. Went for a run with my boyfriend and dog yesterday. It was a bit chaotic, but also fun.
Love that.
She had the dog on one leash and the boyfriend on the other. Could you imagine? Just
both on all fours.
Just pacing. Just doing the pacer test. Love it. Who else is here? Hannah's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breezy.
And a banana.
Feeling good this morning. I'm also, like you guys, very excited about the weather and hope that it doesn't snow next week. I know.
Should we look at the forecast for next week?
I probably will.
I'm not going to say anything. I just want to take a little gander here. But we're going to stay pretty consistent. I mean, the coldest day is going to be 42, but then it shoots right back up. Yeah, we're in good shape, you guys. It was nice to see all that snow just melting away into the gutters.
Oh, yes.
We're running wild into the sewers.
Absolutely.
I hope everyone's vibes are up this morning. What's up with you?
Nothing much.
You got your outfit picked out for the parade day for this weekend?
No, I do need to get that all situated.
If you see a girl covered in sequins, that's our girl Breezy.
No, I need to figure out what I'm going to wear, which could be challenging. I have a very busy day on Saturday, so...
We know.
Hosting the Polar Plunge, running back up to the city to do the parade, running back down to Canandaigua for my best friend's daughter's first birthday. It's a lot.
Oh, yeah. She did that on Saturday.
It's a lot.
A lot happening.
So pray for me. Pray for me. What about you? Vibes?
Pretty good. I'm what do I have going on today? I'm just, I feel a little bit busy. I feel a little overwhelmed, but not in a bad way. You know, I just have a lot to do before I head out of here. Cause I'm leaving this weekend for Florida. And I was like, what do I have to do? I typically will pack a couple days beforehand, but this is going to be a last minute thing for me. What do I really need? I need a carry on, a couple shirts, some shorts. I don't have a whole lot.
But he likes options.
I do. I like options.
Yeah.
Bring one suitcase just for sneakers.
Like, you're there for 2 days, sir.
What are you going to do?
What are we going to do?
But the vibes are up this morning. 60 for the high today, you guys. And feeling pretty good. We got tickets we got to give away. I got to go get fitted for a tux. That's what I got to do today. I didn't have time to do it yesterday, and I was going to go in there.
No, too much time at the car wash.
I know. So I do have to figure that out. Is there one color you forbid me to wear?
I mean, I don't want you to wear green, but that's what you want to wear, so pop off.
Why is that?
It's a nice... Because you're going to look like Dumb and Dumber. Like...
What? Forest green is like, that's a hot color for suits for men.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just going to clash with whatever it is that I'm wearing, but that's the risk I'm willing to take. I can't base my fashion upon yours.
I can't base mine upon yours. I mean, I will say this, whatever I choose to wear, it's going to look great. I'll say that much.
For you?
Yeah.
But we'll see.
They only give me so many options of what I can get. And I'm telling you right now, this green I want is not going to be an option.
Really?
I was there last year. They're like, okay, we have three colors you can choose from. Oh, great. So I'm just going to look like everyone else?
No, I thought you were blue last year, no?
I did.
No one else wore blue.
One other person.
But I didn't see. It's also so close to black that you can't really even tell the difference. So
yeah. Coming up on the show, Ontario, Canada imposed a tariff on electricity exported to the U.S. This was in response to President Trump's tariffs on Canadian products. And this move is expected to not just impact Americans, but a lot of us here in Rochester, New York. I'll tell you what that percentage is, how much more money people could potentially be paying a month.
RG&E is just having a field day.
Oh, they're rubbing their slimy little fingers together.
Yay, more money for us. Now all of those upscale billing processes make sense. It was the tariffs. This didn't go effect until, you know, yesterday.
Right.
Why did this happen last year? Well, we were getting prepared for the tariffs. We didn't want to blindside you.
We'll get into all of that coming up right after the break on PXY. Stay there.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Ontario, Canada has imposed a 25% tariff on electricity exported to the U.S. in response to President Trump's tariffs on Canadian products. This move is expected to, yes, impact Americans, but it's also going to impact some of us right here in Rochester who partly rely on imported electricity. New York imported nearly 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity from Ontario in 2023. I mean, when you break that down, it's enough power to, you know, approximately, that's enough power for 370,000 average American homes. A couple of retired residents on a fixed income weighed in expressing their concerns. One person said she pays about $150 a month for electricity. They worry, you know, that's going to impact the price hike. But as of now, there are estimates that the tariff could increase costs by $50 to $75 a month.
Jeez.
Depending on the time of year.
Woof.
Yeah. It's not pretty. Governor Kathy Hochul and Senator Chuck Schumer have urged President Trump to reverse the decision.
Yeah.
Good luck. Citing the increased cost for New York consumers.
This will just make him double down.
I mean, are we dealing with...
He doesn't care.
We're kind of dealing with this already with RG&E, aren't we? A little bit?
I mean...
$10,000?
What you're dealing with now is bad? We'll just wait till it gets worse. You thought it couldn't get any worse? Oh, just wait. It will. It'll get worse.
Governor is also requesting a review of how these tariffs will affect costs across the state, including the possibility of adding a Trump tariff cost indicator on utility bills. She wants the review completed within the next 7 days. I guess you can say things are going really well. Things are going
only
really
3 months in.
Yeah. There's a lot happening.
I thought my grocery price was going down.
And you can't expect Canada to not respond with their own tariffs.
No.
Like, okay, well, if that's how you want to play it. And who pays the price? We do.
Right.
Like these people on a fixed income. They can afford an extra $100 a month,
right.
$75 a month. They can't do it.
Cheers.
So coming up on the show, I put a lot of thought into this last night. If you had a choice, what would your last meal be? Morbid, yes, I understand that, but...
It's the death row meal of it all.
That's what it comes down to. Obviously, I was...
I can't just choose one.
I started going down a rabbit hole with that story of the 67-year-old man in South Carolina that got the death penalty. And I thought his last meal was interesting. I was like, what would I get?
Yeah.
And honestly, I think my answer might surprise you. I'd love to hear what you would get for your last meal.
Oh, it would be a buffet. It would be a full-fledged buffet.
All right, we'll get into it, talk about it coming up next on the show.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in this morning. Some of you may have seen that 67-year-old man in South Carolina got the death penalty. They did not give him the electric chair. They used a firing squad. I don't know the
what
last time.
What does that mean?
Well, they strapped him into a metal chair, put a black hood over his head, and then three correction officers all shot their gun from behind an open portal.
Stop.
In the wall, all firing at the same time. Guy's name was Brad Sigman. I just found this story fascinating for a number of reasons. One, his last meal was interesting choice. And then I started asking, what would your last meal be if you had a choice? And two, because when he was given last words, he chose to preach the Bible and said, I want my closing statement to be one of love and calling to my fellow Christians to help us end the death penalty. And I was like, wow, that's interesting that that's what he chose his closing statement to be, one of love. Because the whole reason he was sentenced to death is because he beat his ex-girlfriend's parents to death with a baseball bat. So
they're like, if you want to do it, you're going to have it done to you.
And then I read he was, you know, he spent 23 years on death row, a long time, because you never have a date. When you're on death row, it could happen at any given time. So that's a long time to just
And you also need to wait for all the proper channels to, you know, you need to wait for your court cases,
all of
multiple hearings. Like, they're not just going to execute someone without knowing for sure being convicted of such.
Well, there's been quite a few states who have made mistakes, but his lawyer made mention that he committed no violent acts in those 23 years, devoted himself to his faith and to ministry and service all around him. So for his last meal,
like, we don't care.
His last meal, he asked for three buckets of original recipe from KFC. Three buckets. Biscuits, green beans, cheesecake, sweet tea. And I was like, this guy wanted a buffet.
Yeah, I believe the kids are calling it your death row meal. So what would you have as your last meal? It's hard to choose. It's hard to just choose one thing.
Listen, I thought about this last night, long and hard. And if I knew I was going to die and was asked what my last meal was going to be, I don't think I would get anything because I can't eat when I'm stressed. How can someone possibly enjoy a meal when they know it's their last? I'm amazed by that. Because I remember when I was...
You have no choice.
I was 17, Breezy. I had to take my road test for the third time.
The third time.
And I tried eating before the driver's test, and I threw up. I was just crippled with anxiety. And I would imagine I would feel the same way, especially if I was on death row. I don't know how people do it. But I guess being there for 23 years and you know it's coming, yeah. You're like, give me the three original.
You're like, I've waited a really long time for this. This is my moment. This is my moment.
Yeah, I understand that too.
He had 23 years to plan out his last meal, and that's the best he could come up with? That's really tough.
I mean,
I feel bad for the guy.
Turns out he ordered three buckets of KFC because he wanted to share it with some of his friends at the prison.
Mm.
What would you get?
So,
I don't know. I don't know. I would get like.
Mine would be a spread, of course.
Yeah.
I have it all thought out, obviously. I would do.
You've thought about this?
Of course. I do a beautiful espresso martini, specifically from probably Pour and Joy. Although I did have one last night at Bronco. It was so good.
Oh, you would go with the espresso martini.
I would have a beautiful espresso martini to start.
I don't ever remember an inmate being able to have alcohol. Can they ask for that?
My rules, my world. We're just living in it. Maybe I'm not allowed to have alcohol. Then I pull a Shawshank, and then I go out and get it, and then I come back.
Right.
Or they capture me, whatever the case may be. Beautiful espresso martini, or five. And then, maybe not five, because I want to be able to enjoy the meal, and I can't really enjoy it when I'm that full on beverages. So maybe like two espresso martinis, and then I'd have a beautiful pasta dish. I'm thinking with seafood, with a white wine sauce. And for an appetizer, I want greens and beans, maybe a pizza. And at the end, I want peanut butter pie and popcorn.
Who's getting all this for you?
They're going to have to figure it out.
Their intern.
Yeah, they're going to have to figure it out.
It does all sound very tempting. I guess if I had to choose,
so good.
I guess if I had to choose what my last meal would be, I think it would be a penne pasta with vodka sauce, with sausage, a deep dish pepperoni pizza, and then a side of blue cheese and a dozen wings.
He goes, I couldn't possibly think about it. I'm too stressed. But I do have a menu lined up.
I do. I would get the dozen wings and then an apple. So.
Not the apple. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's like, you're dead, bro.
You got to fight that cholesterol one last time. You got to do it. You know what? Give me a side of kale. I'll take a side.
No,
let's get some of your messages. 585-252-9800. I'm just very interested to hear what other people would get for their last meal. Good morning, guys. I'd get a super spicy pizza because I wouldn't have to worry about acid reflux. Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, my God. This person says, Breezy, you're an absolute traitor. You wouldn't get French onion soup. That's your entire brand.
That's so true.
Wow. The forgotten favorite is crazy. Okay, I'm throwing a French onion soup in there, too.
Yeah, just a little appetizer. Alex says, I would get a McRib and shamrock shake from McDonald's.
Ew.
That's what you would get for your last meal.
And then my question is, what does your death row meal say about you? Like, if you go out with fast food, McDonald's, KFC, you hate your life.
No, not necessarily.
Yes, you do.
People have cravings. Do you remember that commercial, what do you want on your tombstone? I have a sausage and pepperoni. Remember the tombstone commercials?
Oh, was that the oven pizza?
Yeah.
That's insane.
What would you get on your tombstone?
Pepperoni princess. Period.
I'll take the meat lovers. Let's go over this. Who's this? Danielle. I would order enough sushi to put me in a good coma. Yes.
I guess that is like good though. Like if you're so full, because when you get so full, you get so tired and then you fall asleep and you go out in your sleep.
Before they give you the juice.
That's amazing.
Have you guys ever tried 7-Eleven sushi? If you're in a jam, I think it comes. Yeah, I think they get it out of the canal. But anything is worth trying at least one time. Let's go over to John. What's up, guys? Just give me an entire pack of peanut butter Oreos, and I'm good. Also, a gallon of milk. That's Oreos and milk. That's it. Hey, what are you going to do?
I love Oreos and milk. Janine's here. She goes, it's not what I would eat, but what I would smoke. I gave up smoking 20 years ago, and I think about cigarettes every single day. I would smoke a pack before I kick the can. Oh, Janine, keep it classy, sweetie.
That's your last meal. Would you eat the cigarette butts after? I had a friend that did that. And then this person says, a dozen honey butter barbecue wings from Bar Bill. Is this Bill texting in again? This guy's constantly plugging his business.
Very specific.
Very.
98PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hip music station. 98 PXY.
People are pissed.
No, they're flipping out, as they should be.
We love this segment. 585-252-9800. It's There I Said It. If you got something you need to get off your chest this morning, now would be the time to do it. There's no FCC this morning. You get 7 minutes, and timer starts now.
7 minutes in heaven.
People who anonymously send photos in a TV weather forecast are the weirdest type of people. There I said it. Are they weird or are they just retired?
They just have time on their hands.
There's a difference.
There's a huge difference.
Yes,
there really is.
My aunt.
Yeah. Oh, we got this beautiful photo of two birds kissing from Shannon out in the gates. Stunning, gorgeous, beautiful, iconic. Thank you so much for the freelance work.
Thank you so much. Did you guys see the dew on the grass this morning?
We got a beautiful picture in from Rick from Honeyway. Thank you so much, Rick.
The dew on the grass looks like powder sugar on my wife's chin.
The reason that they send them in is because they want the shout out. I mean, that's what it is.
That's what it's always about. Look at me. All right, let's go.
Yeah. Let's go. Everyone just wants to be heard. Everyone just wants a platform to speak or be or have their photos shared. And that, my friend, is called Instagram. All right. Social Security shouldn't have an income cap. There, I said it. Oh, not the pension running thin. Ooh.
Yikes. Scary times.
Very much so.
You start using that pension on your RG&E bill.
Not you dipping into it early at the age of 30.
I got a bill yesterday from RG&E. It was like, you have until March 21st to pay $300 until your power shut off. I'm like, what? Again? Didn't I just pay this? Is this another notice? What's happening?
Not you roasting chicken over an open fire because you can't afford the electricity bill.
I went right over to the thermostat and shut it off. I said, I'm done. I'm done with this. I don't understand. Like my cheapest bill at my apartment, because we have geothermal heating. It cuts the
power. Not the geothermal.
Yeah, it cuts the energy bill by 70%.
Or so they say.
This past summer, I paid $45. That's what I was paying.
Where's the $300 coming from?
Because the heat occasionally goes on because it's colder out from this winter. I think it was my bill from last year. I was like, you owe this amount of money plus what you owe last month. I'm like, I just paid that.
What?
They're confused.
It's all a Ponzi scheme.
Ashley says, "All the Single Ladies" is the worst song of all time. Can you guys tell I'm a fan of, I'm not a fan of Beyonce there. I said it.
It's funny that she wrote that. This person said, I don't understand the Beyonce hype. There, I said it. Don't come for me. But what is she doing that is so significant over any other artist? She really hasn't made that many good songs, and everyone is up in arms about her lack of winning awards. If she doesn't deserve said awards, she shouldn't be nominated. There, I said it.
That's not how it works. When your husband is Jay-Z, he can pay everybody off. Labels, radio stations, promoters, producers.
But, like, Beyonce's more wealthy than Jay-Z. Like, that's just a known fact. So
I don't think that's the case.
Yes, it is. It literally is. I'll look it up.
Well, at the end of the day, his money is her money, vice versa. I mean, they're married.
Also, furthermore, Jay-Z's irrelevant. When was the last time he made a song?
He's too busy on Epstein's Island getting down with it. Oh, your favorite person just weighed in. You want to take a stab at who that might be?
Gwendolyn.
No, what?
Oh.
I haven't heard from Gwendolyn in 6 months. I think Gwendolyn passed. I hate being the one to say that.
Oh, my God.
I know. I don't want to be the one. I'm just saying. I got a bad feeling, and I feel like nobody still has found her yet.
Oh, Gwendolyn.
Who else?
Big Ed.
Sup, guys? It's Big Ed. Morning, guys. I just want to say banning or censoring nudity is completely wrong. The human body is one of the most natural, beautiful things. And for people to be forced to cover it up is unlawful. Also, I'm talking about everyone but my wife. Have a great day, you guys.
This guy literally hates his wife. No, he hates her.
Oh, Big Ed, man. Is everything okay? I hope everything's okay, dude. Mine for today is I just don't think you are ever too old to shop at Hollister or Abercrombie. I think it's a store designed for all people of all ages. There, I said it. Why are you shaking your head?
Absolutely.
You don't
not.
Know.
Absolutely not. Laguna Beach, live shot of Laguna Beach. Like, what?
Yeah.
Not you walking around with a little seagull on your chest. Bro, get a grip. Are you going in there and huffing the samples of the fragrances?
I miss the old days. You know what I mean? That's when I used to look cool. When I used to wear the backwards upside down visor. That's when I was cool.
That's when you were cool?
Yeah.
That's when you were cool?
Yeah.
All right. Well, then It's only gone downhill from there. Also, I can see why you would love an Abercrombie. It's pretty on brand for you with the little moose in the corner. I don't know if they still have that. I don't know if that's still their icon or logo. But
do they?
I don't know. The only thing I remember about Abercrombie is that I could never fit into it because it was literally for people that were a size 0, 0, 0, 000. Or quadruple zero.
Oh, God. You guys, you have no idea
how... And the CEO came out and was like, I don't want fat people wearing my clothes.
Right. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know a size 8 was fat, but that's fine, I guess.
If I can time travel, I would set the clock back to 2002 because that's when I was the absolute coolest. New kids on the block had
a bunch of hits. Chinese food. I'll insert a photo here, but that the evidence show, unfortunately, that is not true. That is not true, I fear. I'll ask anybody in this building who worked with you at that time. They'll tell me that you were an absolute train wreck. Yeah, the stud earrings are crazy.
Yeah, that's had a lot of stuff.
And the sun in? Just and the spray tan?
Just the tips. Just the tip, the puka shells.
Just
oh, God, don't get me started, you guys. That was so cool.
Marriage, New York or Honolulu, Hawaii? We're just not sure.
Marriage counselor here, word of advice, stop getting married when you are dead broke and have no money. It's one of the main reasons people separate and divorce. Yeah. All right. It's good to know. I guess we're never getting married.
Oh, wow. This person is really concerned. I don't get why you guys don't just call Home Depot on air and ask if Gwen still works there. Simple solution. And we all want to know.
Yeah. She was at the Grease Home Depot. Our sweet, sweet Gwendolyn. I guess we could drive by. I mean, I'm going to go see my parents tomorrow.
As usual. Then
we could stop by over there. Hey, is Gwen here?
Who?
What?
Who are you?
The woman that handles sod on the forklift in the back? Gwen? Oh. Let's go over to Kelly. Can we please bring back public shaming? It's the one thing that kept people in check from being idiots. Look at where we are now compared to 20 years ago. Shame people. Embarrass them. Make fun of them. There, I said it. Okay.
Tell me you were a bully in high school without telling me you were a bully in high school.
Yeah, that's Kelly.
Love it.
We got time for one more here. Let's go over to James, Brian, Daryl. What's up, Daryl? My wife is beautiful, caring, and hold on a second. This is too much. My wife is beautiful, caring, and generous. She's a good mom and great at her job. I'm lucky to have her. I love you, Monica. Daryl.
Is it an episode of The Bachelor? I'm not really sure what you're doing.
What did you do, Daryl? Were you banging your secretary again?
No. That was one time.
You know, it's so sad that a man can't even give praise to his wife anymore without someone thinking he screwed up, you know?
And that someone is you.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Absolutely crazy story taking place. So let's talk about it. Monroe County Sheriff's Office says that there has been three suspects taken into custody in connection to a burglary at a Fairport car dealership.
Yeah, we saw that.
They were called overnight to the Van Bortel Ford dealership on Marsh Road for a burglary in process. Deputies say the three were taken into custody after a brief investigation. They did not report on any damages or any stolen items or vehicles or anything along that sort. They say there's no public threat, but it just goes to show that this is happening all over the city. Pittsford, Fairport, I mean, Westside, Greece. Like, you need to just keep your head on a swivel. Not to fearmonger, but like...
Well, it is what it is.
It's just the facts.
Yeah, it's nice we can all kind of be in this together.
It's not, I wouldn't say nice, but yes, it is happening, unfortunately. And you know, it's ballsy to go to a car dealership.
Oh, they don't care anymore because they understand. Hey, they're okay, like, hey, what's worst thing that could happen here? I get an appearance ticket.
Yeah, why not? Why not? So there's that. Unfortunate news, but.
I don't know if you saw this either. Speaking of vehicles, forgive me. Well, no. Summer Brink, she's 45 of Brockport. She was involved in a crash, right? Caused property damage. She ends up leaving the scene. This happened on Route 5 and 20
Summer.
In Geneva. She has 18 driving suspensions already.
I was bad.
Her privileges were suspended. She has also failed to answer 7 tickets on 7 different dates.
Summer, we're not going to reward bad behaviors.
We never do on the show. We're just not going to
do it.
She was charged with aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle, leaving the scene of a property after damaging the property itself and then taking off. She's supposed to appear in Geneva Town Court at a later date. How can somebody not be locked up after 18 driving suspensions and not showing up to 7?
Also, how can somebody with that much damage on their record be able to drive from Brockport to Geneva? That's a long drive.
She didn't. She obviously couldn't make
it
there.
She was doing it with her eyes closed.
All right, coming up on the show, you guys, we're going to talk to a listener by the name of Brian, who says his decision to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend instead of his girlfriend's birthday is putting a wedge in their relationship. We'll get him on the phone with us so he can share why he thinks his girlfriend is being selfish. It's coming up next on PXY.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
Brian says his decision to go to St. Patrick's Day, the parade this weekend, instead of his girlfriend's birthday is really putting a wedge in their relationship.
Yeah, very much so. I would imagine.
We're going to get him on the phone with us because he wants to share with everyone why he feels, she's being a little selfish.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like Brian has a death wish, but carry on. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. I think we've all been in a situation where we've had to make a tough decision in a relationship, but Brian doesn't think he's in the wrong here. At least that's what I've gathered.
Yeah.
Let's get him on the phone with us. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's the tea, Bri?
Are you guys going to the parade this weekend?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, okay. No. I'm out of town, but I am going to miss it.
Oh, well, so hear me out. Am I going to be a real a-hole if I choose to go to the parade because my company's in the parade and I have to show up? But if I choose to do that instead of celebrating my girlfriend's birthday, am I really a bad guy here?
Well, that's a question we were asking earlier, which is why you're on with us. You got to break this down for us so we have a little bit more context.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is celebrating her birthday when? Is it that night or throughout the day? What's happening?
I mean, there's like drinks and then dinner.
Okay.
So it kind of goes from late afternoon to evening.
Is she going to the parade?
No, she's not. She's not going to be going to the parade.
Got it.
I tried to, ask her, convince her, but no. We're like in the parade. My company has a float, so.
So you have to be there.
I have to be there.
Yeah.
I should say that my girlfriend's upset with me typically 80% of the time, like anyway. So it's not that unusual for being mad about something.
Wait. Your company's in the parade?
Yeah, we do like a big office float, and we all.
Oh, I love
up.
That.
It's a big thing for me because I'm 50% Irish, so
okay,
it's a big deal.
So, your girlfriend has an issue with obviously you not being able to attend her birthday.
Yeah, and in my mind, the reason I'm annoyed at her is because the parade is this weekend. It's a big deal, and it's like work. I gotta work and go to my work event, and I just kind of want to know, do other women, would they be upset if I prioritize a work event over their birthday?
Well,
I'm not going to like skip her birthday completely. I already got her a gift and stuff, but.
But right. You're not going to the dinner.
Yeah. See, this is what I, hey, there's some holes in this story here. This is what I don't understand. If this is really a quote unquote work event, why are you going to get so plastered out of your mind that you can't make it to dinner later?
I mean, it's like a whole work event that we bonding, It's like
Brian, just be real, man. Listen, it's
you're going to meet up with your boys after?
It's parade day. You're getting blackout.
Parade day, yeah. It's just name of the game, and, you know, it's like a tradition. We do it every year.
Yeah. Okay. He's worked at the company for 1 year.
Yeah, how long you been at the? How long have you been at the company?
Well, I've been at this company for a year, but, you know, my boys and I go out every year all night till one easily.
Yeah. Because it's a massive work tradition. I can't miss it. Brian.
Dude, it's so important, though, bro, to show face. You know what I mean? You don't want to look bad with the new company. You know what I mean?
Call it for what it is, Bri Guy. You're going to be on the float for, like, maybe an hour, and then you're getting absolutely hammered out of your mind. With your
voice. Wait a second. Do you have to be on it?
I mean, I don't have to be on it, but they're there, and I should be on it. Representing, obviously.
No, you know what's going to happen, Brian, is you're going to be, like, walking behind it, and that's going to be yeah, tough.
We're talking from experience. It's going to be a fun day, I'm sure. Let me ask you something about your girlfriend. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 4 years.
Okay. Have you ever missed a birthday?
No, like once. Yeah, once we went out, and we went out for St. Patrick's Day, and I did miss her, like, dance party birthday thing she had later.
Not the dance party birthday thing.
Yeah, dance. So it was like, it wasn't much of a choice.
There's got to be a way you can split this up, man. Do the St. Patty's Day parade. It starts at what? Noon? It starts early. I mean, you got all day to hang and then make it to her happy hour. What time's the happy hour and drinks and then dinner?
It's like 6 or something.
Oh, dude, that's plenty of time, man. I mean, do you need to drink for 6 hours straight? It's a rhetorical question.
I mean, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, no, but yeah.
Let's let's hear from our other people who are weighing in right now. 585
so full of crap.
252-9800
to me. So, and you stepped in it too. You stepped right in it. You literally blew yourself in. I pray to God your girlfriend's not listening to this right now.
Can we blame the guy? It's his holiday. He's 50% Irish.
Right, of course.
Brian, what are the repercussions if you don't go to your girlfriend's birthday dinner?
I mean, again, she's always mad at me. I can't see them being huge, you know? I mean,
okay.
I just have to dinner another night. I don't know. Like,
well, if you're not worried about it, neither are we.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You do you, boo.
Good luck. Good luck, buddy. All right, well,
I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say about this.
Yeah, let's get them on the line. Hey, man, well,
We're praying for you.
Have fun at the parade. Be safe. And happy birthday to your girlfriend. Or ex, I should say.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
All right. Yeah,
that's the most important.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
He goes, and happy St. Patty's Day. Yeah, we know. We know it's St. Patty's Day.
We know why you're missing your birthday. Jill says, my husband last year missed our 8-year wedding anniversary because of the draft. Which is really an excuse for him and his buddies to get blackout drunk and throw up on each other.
Right. Of course. As one does.
PXY, go ahead. You're live.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Carmen?
Yeah, man. How are you?
Hey. Oh, Carmen.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Guys, look, I know you may think I call a lot, but I could call almost every single day with the stories you got. When you've been around as long as I have, you have stories, man. That's just what life's about.
I want to hear all of them, every single last one.
You don't have time, man. So here's the thing. This guy here going to the St. Patrick's Day parade instead of his girlfriend's, what was she supposed to be doing?
Birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner, okay. I can relate. I had a girlfriend when I was dating her. She was practicing for this dance recital, and she was all hyped about this dance recital, but it fell on the same day as my buddy's graduation. And so I kind of went to
the graduation. What do you mean you kind of went to the graduation?
You had to make a decision.
Not you splitting your body in half.
I had to make a decision. Okay. I went with the one that was going to be more fun for me.
Right.
I know it's selfish. Monster. Everybody's going to be listening and thinking, I know.
Well, can I ask you, what's your advice to our boy Brian?
I think we know.
My advice is to go to the birthday dinner because our relationship never recovered after that, and we ended up splitting up.
You think about her every day?
It showed how selfish I was. So,
yeah.
You know, and looking back now, I was, what, 18, 19 years old. So in hindsight, I would have gone to the recital.
Oh, you live and learn. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
The one that got away, Carmen. The one that got away, C-Man.
Let's not say that, but yeah, I hear you.
He's still thinking about it. All right. Hey.
I know.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. Bye. Let's go over to Matt.
Wow.
If this dude was smart, he'd kill two birds with one stone. Start drinking at 9 a.m., then do the parade until 5:30. This is going to give him a solid 8.5 hours of drinking before he has to meet up with his girlfriend and her friends. At least by this time, he's numb and he can't feel anything.
No, because you know what? He can't show up to the party obliterated because that'll piss her off even more.
Sure. And then he's going to forget her gift on top of that.
Dump him. He clearly picks St. Patrick's Day every day over her.
Listen, guys, when you have a company event, you have a company event. There's no way around it.
Not me poking massive holes in a story. I'm like, he's like, it's a huge tradition. Like, we do it every year. I'm like, how long have you been with the company? He's like, just a year. I'm like, right, of course. 98PXY.
I think my teenage son is huffing deodorant. Can you guys please help me out and air my message?
Right.
Speaks My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes when Breezy and I open our inbox, we don't always know what we're going to get.
Correct.
Some messages are lighter than others. This is not one of them. We got a message from a mom who, her name is Patty. She's from Gates. And she says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Really enjoy listening to you guys. I think you're an awesome team. I love Campy Breezy. Yes. Record is currently 10 and 11. My name is Patty from Gates, and I think my 15-year-old teenage son is huffing spray can deodorant.
That's literally insane. Go on.
If you don't know what that is, it's basically where you huff or sniff the toxic aerosol in the spray bottle. I don't know how to approach him when we are at the store. He immediately... Okay, this is odd. He immediately goes to the deodorant spray aisle and grabs one. I tell him that I just bought him one last week, and he gets upset at me. He comes out of his room with stuff all over his face, on his clothing, smelling like different fragrances. He also orders DoorDash late at night, and I get alerts on my Ring camera, and I'm able to zoom in on his bag. Looks like bottles of deodorant. He's failing his classes. I have no idea what to do. The last time I had this conversation with him about it, he got really defensive, which already makes me believe he's up to something. And I just really want to get him the help he needs. But how do you help a stubborn teenager in this type of situation? I could really use the advice right now on helping out my son. Thank you so much. Okay, Patty, this is serious.
This is insane.
585-252-9800. Guys, please weigh in. Help if you know of anyone that might be able to help our girl, Patty and her son out of Gates.
The huffing is crazy.
Kids do it, though. Kids absolutely do it. And honestly, you're his mom, Patty. You're not his best friend.
Right.
So don't be afraid to have this conversation. You need to be as super direct as possible. What is going on?
Yeah, tell me now.
Who cares if he gets pissed off?
Tell me now. Or else. Or else you're grounded. And there's that.
What's the, I know in this city, I know we have a substance abuse hotline. I don't know what the number for that is, if you wouldn't mind looking that up. But that would be extremely helpful for Patty to call. Because there's a lot of resources in this city that deal with just that alone. Let's go over to our friend Cindy here, weighing in, 585-252-9800. Good morning, guys. First off, the brain damage from this could really escalate. You need to talk to him immediately and cut off his DoorDash access. You need to get him help. Good morning, guys. I had friends in high school that huffed Glade air fresheners for like a year, and they got significantly dumber than they already were. Make it awkward if you have to, or he'll grow up to be a junkie. Or if he even grows up at all. I came in from Bev. Let's go over to Michelle that says, as a mom of three, I don't understand the concern parents have when it comes to being direct with their kids. Like Moose said, you're not their friend. You're their parent. Just be direct. This is not something for you to be cagey about. If he is actually huffing this stuff, then yes, it's 100% serious. Talk to him and stop tiptoeing around it. Dude, I remember in high school, remember all the markers that kids used to just huff?
Yeah.
What were they? The
Sharpies.
The Sharpies.
Or the ones that's
highlighters.
Really nice. Yeah.
It was the flavored, the colored highlighters. And they'd smell. First of all, I don't even know why they did that.
Right.
It smells like grape.
Yeah.
Okay. That's welcoming kids to get high.
Do you remember the scratch and sniff stickers?
Yeah, I do.
So, like, I don't know.
I think those were safe.
When you're young, there's this weird dynamic that you have with your body that you, like, want to hurt your body because it's, like, cool or trendy. For example, huffing a Sharpie, like, yeah, obviously.
Yep.
Also, when I was in this, my mom literally wanted to actually kill me. When I was in middle school, it was like trendy to take an eraser to your skin and erase your skin till it burned.
I don't understand.
And scabbed into something. Like, I erased burn mark a heart on my ankle. It's the dumbest.
Yeah, I mean, there's trends that kids do. Listen, at 15, we can all agree here that it's quite obvious that Patty's son has an issue here. If he's huffing this stuff, and then, yeah, like a lot of people are saying, you got to cut off his DoorDash access. Matt says, take your card off his DoorDash. Take the door off his room if you have to.
Yeah. This person says, how do you know that he's doing it to get high? What if he has sensory issues or just is really obsessed with the smell of that one thing? Think of my strange addiction. It might not be the chemical balance in his brain to get high. It might be a different chemical balance of an obsessive disorder.
Possibly, but if he's sniffing it long enough, he's going to get high regardless.
Yeah, true.
Especially if he's coming out of his room late at night with stuff around his mouth and shirt.
He might not even know why he's doing it.
That's a possibility too. But if you're going to be cagey about this with him and not talk to him and be direct, how are you supposed to get answers? If he gets pissed, let him get pissed. Jenna says, I remember attending the funeral of my parents' best friend who huffed so much that he killed himself. What you do is you sit your kid down, you ask them if they enjoy being alive or having a functional brain,
right,
and explain exactly how huffing this can easily stop him from doing both if that's what he's doing. Also, seek addiction help. His grades are the least of your concerns right now at the moment, to be honest. I don't know, you guys. This came in from, this is a Lindsay. My kids are still little, but pretty sure I do some crazy crap. Like, pretend I have no idea, then I'd bring them to a legit rehab and in the mountains, and I'd leave them there with no money or phone.
Oh, my God. Okay. Lindsay, sweetie.
Oh, okay, that's God. One way to handle it.
This story reminds me of the movie 13. You know the movie I'm talking about.
I believe
the 13-year-olds,
so.
And they're, like, kind of bad news. They're huffing, and they're stealing, and they're doing all the things you're really not supposed to be doing. It really, honestly, show him that movie. It really shaped me into the person I am today because it is so scary. It's not meant to be like a scary film, but it just goes to show how quickly your life can truly go downhill.
Wasn't 50 Cent in that movie?
I don't know. Maybe. You know which one I'm talking about, though. I think the cover photo of them, or the theater poster, whatever, is the two girls like sticking their tongues out and they have the piercings.
No, this one is Jason Statham holding a gun. No, okay. So that's
so very close.
Very different movie.
Yeah.
Let me go over to Carrie. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. I would tell this mom she can dial 988 to get help for her son if, in fact, this is something he is doing when it comes to huffing deodorant spray cans. She can text the same number as well for substance abuse. There are a lot of drug rehab centers that are in our area that can help. He's only 15 and the problem will absolutely get worse as he gets older if she doesn't do anything about it ASAP. Mm-hmm. Now the conversation, because that one texter listener of ours had a point, is he in fact doing this to get high, or does he have a sensory issue? Does he have ADHD? Who knows? All questions that need to be asked.
Yeah.
But you can't do that unless you, you know, if you don't have a conversation.
This person says, please get him some help. Coming from an addict therapist, huffing is serious and extremely dangerous. He has an addiction and needs to get treatment as soon as possible. This person says, make him watch the movie Kids Where They Get AIDS at 13. Oh, dear.
Kids Where They Get AIDS? What? What is that?
I don't know.
Is that the name of the film? Kids
Where... They...
I've never heard that one before. It's definitely not Quentin Tarantino film.
It's not popping up, so not really.
Yeah, a lot of text on this one today. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate that. I'm sure Patty does too. It sounds like she's definitely been struggling with this. For how long, I'm not really sure. But this is something that kids are absolutely doing today. And then, you know, when you add on all the TikTok trends and challenges yes. on top of that, those don't help.
The Tide Pod Challenge. It's insane.
The tampon challenge.
What was the, oh, when you soak it in alcohol?
Yeah.
And stick it up.
Placing it in places yeah. that, you know, the sun doesn't shine.
No, fully.
So, Patty, 988, somebody said, is the number you can text or call for the substance abuse hotline. And that goes for anybody that seems to be struggling at the moment with any type of substance abuse. We're going to take a really quick break. I have a lot of messages I'm going to send over to Patty. That we weren't able to get to. But thank you guys for weighing in this morning. Appreciate that. It's Peaks Wide Mornings. Moose, Breezy, we'll be right back.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
Peaks Wide Mornings. Moose, Breezy, Ontario, Canada has imposed a 25% tariff on electricity exported to the U.S. Basically, this is in response to President Trump's tariffs on Canadian products. So they're like, well,
we'll show you.
That's what this is. And this move is expected to impact not just Americans, but it's going to include people here in Rochester who partly rely on some imported electricity. New York imported nearly 4 billion kilowatt hours of electricity from Ontario in 2023. And basically what that breaks down to is that's 370,000 average American homes. Couple of retired residents on a fixed income weighed in, expressed their concerns. One person said, you know, she pays about $150 a month for electricity, worries about the impact of the price hike. As of now, there are estimates that tariff could increase cost by by $50 to $75 a month, depending on the time of the year. I mean, in winters are definitely more brutal, but an extra $75, that's nothing to wave a stick at, especially when an individual is on a fixed income and already struggling.
I would be panicking.
So Governor Kathy Hochul and Senator Chuck Schumer have urged President Trump to reverse the decision. Right. Citing the increased cost for New York consumers is just too much. I doubt he's going to pay any attention to that. The governor is also requesting a review of how these tariffs will affect cost across the state, including the possibility of adding a Trump tariff cost indicator on utility bills. She wants the review completed within the next 6 days.
Oh, God.
I guess you can say things are going really, really well.
Really well.
Swimmingly.
Absolutely.
All righty. Well, it's that time of the morning.
Yeah!
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Can't Beat Breezy.
We know you can't afford anything, so you might as well win something.
Call right? 8 right now at 585-252-9800. The 15th annual Bachelor Auction is creeping up on us at Anthology March 22nd. 26 guys are taking the stage. You can bid on one of them. You can win a date or just have a fun night out. All the money raised helps people locally who have been affected by cancer. We need caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's Beats Breezy!
585-252-9800. Looking for caller 8 right now to go head-to-head with our girl who has 10 wins and 11 losses. on the board. This is for a pair of tickets to the Bachelor Auction at Anthology March 22nd.
Uh-huh.
26 most eligible bachelors here in the 585 will be taking the stage. And, of course, all that money raised is going right back here to CSC to help people who've been impacted so it stays local. The rules are simple. 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl, you get the win. PXY, who's this?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. You are color eight! Chelsea, where are you calling from? Who are you representing?
Newark.
All right, Chelsea from Newark.
Chelsea from Newark.
Well, before Breezy leaves the room, why don't you talk some trash to her? Go ahead.
I can't wait to win, Breezy.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much.
So poetic. Thank you.
All right, Breezy.
I'm wishing you all the best.
All right. All right, Chelsea, we're going to go right into question one, okay? I just need your best answer for all five of these, okay? Question number one. First of all, Chelsea, where are you right now? Are you in a wind tunnel?
No, I'm not.
Are you driving?
No, I'm actually just standing outside.
You're standing outside. Okay, well, good luck with that. Question number one, Chelsea. What item of clothing was rapper Tupac known for wearing around his head?
A shirt.
Going with a shirt. All right. Putting you down for sure. Question number two, Chelsea. Which actor played the beloved dad character in the TV show Full House? What was the actor's name?
Danny Fuller.
Danny Fuller? Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
All right, we're going with Danny Fuller. Question number three. What famous city in the U.S. held the first St. Patrick's Day celebration?
I'm going to say Boston.
Going with Boston. Final answer. All right. Let's keep this train on the tracks. Chelsea, question number four. Which type of green is usually found in a Caesar salad? Which type of green is usually found in a Caesar salad?
Oh, my goodness. Romaine
lettuce. And question number five. The first man in space was from what country, Chelsea?
I'm going to just say U.S.
Going with the U.S.?
Yep.
All right, that's five questions. Let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up. Okay, Breezy. Our girl Chelsea, not too shabby. We're looking at a total of 2 out of 5. All right, Chelsea, not too bad. Stay on hold. We're going to go over to our girl Breezy this
Remember
morning.
Remember yesterday when you told me I got 5 out of 5? And then you go, I'm so sorry, I misspoke. It's actually 4 out of 5. I was like, oh my God. I thought I actually crushed it.
Yeah, you were close, though. 90% ain't too shabby. Breezy, what item of clothing was rapper Tupac known for wearing around his head?
A bandana.
Question number two. Which actor played the beloved dad character in the TV show Full House?
Bob Saget. Rip.
Question number three. Which famous city in the U.S. held their first St. Patrick's Day celebration?
Like, in the whole nation?
In the United States, yeah. What city was the first one responsible for really celebrating St. Patrick's Day?
New Orleans.
Going with New Orleans. Question number four. Which type of green is usually found in a Caesar salad, Breezy?
Romaine.
And last question. The first man in space was from what country? The first man to ever go in space.
U.S.
Hey, Chelsea, you there?
I'm still here.
All right. How do you think Breezy did?
I think she did a lot better than I did.
Actually, she didn't do a whole lot better. I will say, though, she did beat you. Breezy got 3 out of 5. Chelsea, you got 2 out of 5. I think it was the Full House question that really got you, Chelsea.
You didn't know Bob Saget?
She said Danny Fuller.
Wait, Wait, what?
Yeah, Chelsea went with Danny Fuller. That's totally wrong. The city in the U.S.
Also, his name's Danny Turner.
What city is known for their first St. Patrick's Day celebration? That was Boston. Romaine lettuce is in a Caesar salad. The first man in space was from Russia. And of course, what item of clothing was Tupac known for wearing around his head? The answer to that was a bandana. Our girl Chelsea said a shirt, but close.
Wait, Chelsea, what?
You tried your best, Chelsea. You tried your best.
Chelsea.
All right, Chelsea, don't worry. We're not going to let you go away empty-handed. Before you go, though, I need you to do one thing. I need you to say, my name is Chelsea from Newark, and I cannot beat Breezy.
My name is Chelsea from Newark, and I cannot beat Breezy.
So sorry. 11-11.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, let's get it. 60 for the high today. It's going to be a little windy out there, but it's a nice day to fly kite.
Get your windbreakers ready.
We're going mall walking. Or, better yet, let's go hit up the pier. Get some frozen custard at Abbott's. Is Abbott's open yet?
When is
Abbott's open?
Does it ever close?
Guys, you better hit me up right now and tell me when
Must
is...
Must know information.
When is Abbott's grand opening of the season?
Oh my gosh.
Because I've been craving some chocolatey custard. Speaking of ice cream.
Speaking of wellness.
Speaking of just getting after it at the gym.
Oh my gosh.
Does working out get easier? Or do you just get used to it?
Somebody asked me this question recently. And I was like, you know, I don't know the actual answer to that. When you start a fitness journey or a wellness journey, or you just get into a routine of actually moving your body, it can seem really hard when you first start, right? Especially when you've been sitting dormant for however long.
Think about how painful it is to get up out of bed every morning. Don't your bones hurt? Or is it just me?
No, you're just brittle because you're 10 years older than me. But like, I think it's really a shock to your system.
Yeah.
When you start moving your body in ways you have never before. B, you get older, right? That plays a huge role too. But I don't think it ever really gets easier, right? Like, your body adjusts for sure. But if it gets easy, then you're not putting in the work. Like, you might graduate from different weights or movements or whatever, but I don't think there's any finish line to wellness.
There never has been. The finish line is when you die. But moving your body, it's just a form of self-care. It's not selfish. It's essential. I was looking up moving your body quotes.
Yeah, not you just reading. reading something from Uppercase Living.
Never underestimate the power of moving your body every day.
What was the one quote? Be nice to your body. Take care of your body. It's literally the only place you have to live. That is true. I guess I'll ask you.
The body says what words cannot. Martha Graham.
I guess I'll ask you. Big fitness guy.
Huge fitness guy.
Loves the sauna. Equates 30 minutes in the sauna to a massive workout.
I don't know where this came from or what your problem is, but I would consider myself an athlete. I have athletic build. When I go to the gym, you think I'm just sitting in the sauna? I do have a workout regimen. I actually go in there. I do 30 minutes of cardio, 30 minutes of weights. I do. I get after it.
What do you do?
I love the sauna in the steam room? Yes, because there's a lot of health benefits that come with it. That's why I do it. Do I want to work out more when I get into a routine? Yes, and it only takes going to the gym one or two times to feel good, and you just keep after it. You keep going. It motivates you, especially when you start seeing results. The problem I have is I don't see the results, so I feel like I'm wasting my time, even though it makes me feel good.
Right.
I like working out. I do. I like being on the go and moving. You know, I was a
He's a mover and shaker, guys.
I was an avid hiker in California. I was hiking all the mountains.
See, I didn't know this about you.
All the peaks. I was hiking 4 days a week.
Oh, my God.
Runyon Canyon, Griffith Observatory, that other place with the rocks. I was all over.
Runyon, not to be confused with onion. Is that the one with the sign?
No.
He's hiking the sign.
That's not it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think, we've done a lot of reflection this past year together and individually. We did a live weigh-in for you. I spilled my guts 2 weeks ago. And I think it's important to keep that in your routine. Although as you get older, your sense of movement may look a little different. Like at the ripe age of 25, I was doing CrossFit. I was being crazy. I was chucking barbells over my head. That could not be me now.
Right.
That never will be me again. I ruined my hip doing that. I'm not doing that again. But you adjust as time goes on. Another thing, don't get discouraged. Like I'm talking to you, Moose. Don't get discouraged when you put in 2 days of cardio and you don't see your scale go down 5 pounds.
Of course, I know better than that. Of course. I mean, listen, we live in a world where we all want instant gratification when it comes to everything.
Correct. Correct.
I'll preach it, but it's not like I'm going to take my own advice.
No, absolutely not. He's stepping on the scale the moment he gets home. What the hell? I sat in the sauna for 30 minutes yesterday.
You know what my problem is right now at my age? I can't eat anything without gaining 2 pounds. That's
anything?
It's emotionally frustrating. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, okay, I'll give in. I'll have one brownie. Oh, I gained 3 pounds.
And when he says one, he means seven. Oh, these things happen.
Sometimes it is hard to eat just one.
Don't I know it?
Ask the Pringles guy. He knows.
Don't I know?
But I feel like when it comes to working out, does it get easier or do you just get used to it? I don't know if working out has ever been easy.
No.
I feel like it just becomes a part of your lifestyle. And that's what it is. It's routine. You do something long enough every day, it becomes a habit, and then a habit becomes part of who you are.
Right. So use this as your Tuesday motivation. I know it's Taco Tuesday, but you can use this as motivation as well. Because
listen, you work out more than anyone I know, but what keeps you, because there's certain days where you just absolutely dread putting those sneakers on.
Yeah.
There are people, like when we get to work at 5 a.m., there's people that are already at the gym. The days you don't want to do it and you're struggling, how do you get in the mindset to convince yourself to do it anyways?
Honestly, I feel like going at the same time every day makes it easier because it's more muscle movement at this point. It's just like, oh, that's a part of my routine. There are some days where I'm just like dead tired. I don't want to do it. I'm not feeling it. And I'll just allow myself to honestly take a rest day. If I'm really not into it,
yeah,
don't force yourself to do it. Now, if you're not into it like 7 days in a row, then right, maybe we should, you know, reconfigure some things. But allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself that grace. Get back on it the next day like it never happened. And there it is.
Get back on the horse.
Yes.
Health and wellness. For more tips and tricks, hit us up, guys.
Oh, we just got a text from the front door. Your Domino's is here.
My Domino's is here. Move your body daily to get strong, physically and mentally. That's another one by Michelle Graham. All right, Speaks My Mornings. Moose Breezy. We'll be right back.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9898 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat, because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action! Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind from 2004, starring Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. Awesome film. We'll get to Breezy's review here, but take a listen to us acting out a scene from the film yesterday on Mooster Peace Theater. I think you crushed.
I can't think of anything that I don't like about you.
But you will.
I just can't.
But you will. You will think of things. I'll get bored with you and we'll feel trapped because that's what happens with me.
Okay.
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 Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Cut. Okay. That was a lot, but really subtle. Thank you so much.
Wait, I like crushed. I did so well.
Yes, pat yourself on the back, please. Here's the breakdown of the film. If you've never seen this movie, I recommend it. I don't know where Breezy stands on this, but we'll get to that. After a painful breakup, Clementine, played by Kate Winslet, undergoes a procedure to erase memories of her former boyfriend, Joel, played by Jim Carrey. Just wipe them from her mind. When Joel discovers that Clementine is going to extremes to forget about their relationship, he undergoes the same procedure and slowly begins to forget the woman that he once loved. It's an incredible film. And this is why I brought up...
Not the lobotomy.
Yeah, that's basically it. And this is why I brought up Severance yesterday on the show.
Right.
Kind of reminded me of parts of Severance on Apple TV. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 92%.
That's really high.
Well, it's a good film. Breezy, did this movie hold up? Yes or no?
Well... The whole lobotomy thing and erasing memories, it's not gonna...
It's not unusual today.
It's not something you can grab from your PCP. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna say no for that part, but I'm sure there's a lot of people that would want to be on this side of it.
Well, either you were in a really toxic relationship or you were hurt so badly from your past ex that you rather choose to forget about the whole thing. Then take those experiences and learn from them.
But I don't agree with that. Wow. I don't agree with that at all. Like, I've been in some pretty horrific situations, and I feel like every single one of them made me the person that I am today and taught me things about myself that I didn't know was possible. So for you to sit there and, like, erase them,
not everybody,
kind of a cop-out. No, genuinely.
All right, let's get into it. Before we do anything, let's start with this. What did you take from the film? What did you learn?
Well, I mean, kind of basically along the lines of what I said.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just erase things because
they made you uncomfortable.
Didn't like it, or it made you uncomfortable, or that's something that you wish didn't happen. That's not life. And if you're meant to be with somebody, you are going to be with them, no matter how many lobotomies you get.
Period.
And that's on period. So.
All right. Who's your favorite character in the film?
So Kate Winslet was Titanic, right?
Yes.
The Titanic girl. Yeah. So what I am like kind of struggling with in this is I just feel like Jim Carrey, unless he's like fully makeuped out, like glam.
Nobody can love him or find him attractive. Is that what you're saying?
No. I wasn't going to say that at all. He looks the same in every movie, and it's hard for me to, like, separate him from, like, this role and, like, Ace Ventura.
But really? He looked the same in The Mask?
Yeah. No, that's what I said. Besides, like, full glam and full, like, makeup and stuff. Not The Mask.
It's been, when you have movies like this and then the number 23, that movie he was in, that serious thriller, it's hard to picture him doing anything aside from a comedy because he's good at it. This was a sad film, but
it's hard to separate the actor and their, I don't want to say pigeonholed genre and them branching out into different roles.
Yeah. And it's interesting to see someone like Kate Winslet play this role and then be in The Holiday.
Not the blue hair.
What was your least favorite scene in the film?
I thought when they were meeting again on the train was pretty sad.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know that he knows. You know what I mean? And what else I thought was sad was, like, that he thought he had to go get it done, too, only because she had it done.
Right.
Like, be your own person, Jim.
This is not what he truly wanted.
No.
If you guys are just tuning in for Breezy's big movie review, she's reviewing 2004's The Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey and Kate Winslet. 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. Did you have a favorite scene in the entire film?
Our scene.
Really?
Yeah.
The very ending.
Yeah.
Why was it your favorite scene?
Well, I mean, to know that I crushed as well as I did.
Oh.
And to know that I truly put my all into that role without knowing anything about it. It just goes to show how great of an actress I truly am.
I. You hear that, everyone?
It's really. It's really important to see yourself in the film.
Yes, of course.
It's really important to put yourself in the position of these characters.
Best throwback moment. Because we're talking 20 years ago.
Yeah. The blue hair was crazy.
Okay. That doesn't happen today.
And them commuting on a train. That's such a throwback.
No, it's not.
Nobody does that anymore.
People ride the train every day.
No.
That's the best throwback moment. Okay, whatever you say. All right, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, what are you scoring Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I'm only ranking it this because I didn't like the message. So I'm going to give it a 4-2, which I think is a pretty good score.
All right, yeah, we'll take a 4-2 today. I was going to say, please let it be anything higher than a 4. Otherwise, you're just doing a disservice to this film.
Yes.
There are people who are listening right now that haven't seen it yet, but totally recommend it. Go to Blockbuster tonight. Pick it up on VHS. Have yourself a movie night with the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Remember, be kind. Rewind.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Brian says his decision to go to the St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend instead of his girlfriend's birthday is putting a wedge in their relationship.
That's really bad.
We're going to get him on the phone with us because he desperately wants to share with everyone why he feels she's being a little selfish.
Fair enough.
Sounds to me like he has a death wish, but carry on. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Most of us have been in a situation where we had to make a tough decision in a relationship. Brian doesn't think he's in the wrong on this one. Hi, Brian. Good morning. You there?
Hey, good morning, guys.
All right, man.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's the tea, Bri?
Are you guys going to the parade this weekend?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Unfortunately, okay. No. I'm out of town, but I am going to miss it.
Oh, well, so hear me out. Am I going to be a real a-hole if I choose to go to the parade because my company's in the parade and I have to show up? But if I choose to do that instead of celebrating my girlfriend's birthday, am I really a bad guy here?
Well, that's a question we were asking earlier, which is why you're on with us. You got to break this down for us so we have a little bit more context.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend is celebrating her birthday when? Is it that night or throughout the day? What's happening?
I mean, there's like drinks and then dinner.
Okay.
So it kind of goes from late afternoon to evening.
Is she going to the parade?
No, she's not. She's not going to be going to the parade.
Got it.
I tried to, ask her, convince her, but no. We're like in the parade. My company has a float, so.
So you have to be there.
I have to be there.
Yeah.
I should say that my girlfriend's upset with me typically 80% of the time, like anyway. So it's not that unusual for being mad about something.
Wait. Your company's in the parade?
Yeah, we do like a big office float, and we all.
Oh, kind of I love up. That.
It's a big thing for me because I'm 50% Irish, so
okay,
it's a big deal.
So, your girlfriend has an issue with obviously you not being able to attend her birthday.
Yeah, and in my mind, the reason I'm annoyed at her is because the parade is this weekend. It's a big deal, and it's like work. I gotta work and go to my work event, and I just kind of want to know, do other women, would they be upset if I prioritize a work event over their birthday?
Well,
I'm not going to like skip her birthday completely. I already got her a gift and stuff, but.
But right. You're not going to the dinner.
Yeah. See, this is hey, there's some holes in this story here. This is what I don't understand. If this is really a quote unquote work event, why are you going to get so plastered out of your mind that you can't make it to dinner later?
I mean, it's like a whole work like event that we like bonding, It's like
Brian, just be real, man. Listen, it's
you're going to meet up with your boys after?
It's parade day. You're getting blackout.
It's parade day, yeah. It's just name of the game. And, it's like a tradition. We do it every year.
Yeah. Okay.
he's worked at the company for 1 year.
Yeah, how long you been at the? How long have you been at the company?
Well, I've been at this company for a year, but you know, my boys and I go out every year all night till for one easily.
Yeah. Because it's a massive work tradition. I can't miss it.
Dude, it's so important though, bro, to show face. You know what I mean? You don't want to look bad with the new company. You know what I mean?
Call it for what it is, Bri guy. You're gonna be on the float for like maybe an hour, and then you're getting absolutely hammered out of your mind. With
your boys. Wait a second. Do you have to be on it?
I mean, I don't have to be on it, but they're there, and I should be on it. Representing, obviously.
No, you know what's going to happen, Brian, is you're going to be like walking behind it, and that's going to be yeah, tough.
We're talking from experience. It's going to be a fun day, I'm sure. Let me ask you something about your girlfriend. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together 4 years.
Okay. Have you ever missed a birthday?
We went out for St. Patrick's Day, and I did miss her, like, dance party birthday thing she had later. Yeah, so it was like, it wasn't much of a choice.
There's got to be a way you can split this up, man. Do the St. Patty's Day parade. It starts at what? Noon? It starts early. I mean, you got all day to hang and then make it to her happy hour. What time's the happy hour and drinks and then dinner?
It's like 6 or something.
Oh, dude, that's plenty of time, man. I mean, do you need to drink for 6 hours straight? It's a rhetorical question.
I mean, yeah, that's what happens. I mean, no, but yeah.
Let's
Patrick's Day.
Let's hear from our other people who are weighing in right now. 585
so full of crap.
252-9800
to me. So, and you stepped in it too. You stepped right in it. You literally blew yourself in. I pray to God your girlfriend's not listening to this right now.
Can we blame the guy? It's his holiday. He's 50% Irish.
Right, of course.
Brian, what are the repercussions if you don't go to your girlfriend's birthday dinner?
I mean, again, she's always mad at me. I can't see them being huge, you know? I mean,
okay.
I just take her out to dinner another night. I don't know. Like,
well, if you're not worried about it, neither are we.
Yeah, I mean, you do you, boo.
Good luck. Good luck, buddy. All right, well,
I can't wait to hear what our listeners have to say about this.
Yeah, let's get them on the line. Hey, man, well,
we're praying for you.
Have fun at the parade. Be safe. And happy birthday to your girlfriend. Or ex, I should say.
And happy St. Patty's Day.
All right.
That's the most important.
All right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Bye.
Well, Jill says my husband last year missed our 8-year wedding anniversary because of the draft.
Right. Yeah.
Which
is typical.
Which is really an excuse for him and his buddies to get blackout drunk and throw up on each other. Love that.
Sounds like a blast in a glass.
Peaks Y, who's this?
Hi, my name is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Amanda, what's up?
Hi. So I just wanted to comment. I think that if compromised by like what you guys said, attending the parade for a little bit, I get it. It has to do with work. It also sounds like it's a personal preference to go as well, which I completely understand.
Yeah, his company's in the parade.
He's like, not even on the float.
So I get it, but if you could compromise, it's probably better off for him at home and in the long run. Like you said, do you have to drink for 6 hours? It's kind of rhetorical. You know, if you want to go home to your girl, you should probably make some time for the birthday party.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, I see where you're...
No worries, Amanda. I'll just crash on my buddy's couch. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd want to go to the parade, too, but, I mean, it's a little give and take here.
Right. That's what happens when you're in a relationship. You got to compromise. Yeah. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
PXY, go ahead. You're live.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Carmen?
Yeah, man. How are you?
Oh, Carmen.
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Guys, look, I know you may think I call a lot, but I could call almost every single day with the stories you got. When you've been around as long as I have, you have stories, man. That's just what life's about.
I want to hear all of them. Every single last one.
You don't have time, man. So here's the thing. This guy here going to the St. Patrick's Day parade instead of his girlfriend's, what was she supposed to be doing?
Birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner, okay. I can relate. I had a girlfriend when I was dating her. she was practicing for this dance recital, and she was all hyped about this dance recital, but it fell on the same day as my buddy's graduation. And so I kind of went to
the graduation. What do you mean you kind of went to the graduation?
You had to make a decision.
Not you splitting your body in half.
I had to make a decision. Okay. I went with the one that was going to be more fun for me.
Right.
I know it's selfish. Monster. And everybody's going to be listening and thinking, I know.
Well, can I ask you, what's your advice to our boy, Brian?
I think we know.
My advice is to go to the birthday dinner because our relationship never recovered after that. And we ended up, we ended up splitting up.
Because you think about her every day?
It showed how selfish I was. So, and looking back now, I was, 18, 19 years old. So in hindsight, I would have gone to the recital.
Oh, you live and learn. You know what I mean?
Absolutely,
the one that
dude,
got
absolutely.
Away, Carmen. The one that got away, C-Man.
Let's not say that, but yeah, I hear you.
He's still thinking about it. All right, hey.
I know.
All right, thanks for the call, man. Bye.
This guy is absolutely insane. He's like, babe, I got to go to the parade, This is a tradition that my work's been doing for 5 years. It's so important to the company.
All right. This is
literally been there for a year, so...
Devin's every afternoon. I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.